I tell you, sometimes doing the things that God calls you to do gets kind of tough once in a while. And I want to let you know that I do appreciate all the people that make my life a little easier. And I want to thank the Lord for Dee. I've only known her a little over a year now. And she and her family came into this church by way of something that was tragic. But yet it's been one of the most amazing things that I've seen happen. I've seen the power of Easter in her life and in the life of her family. And I've seen that in so many ways. Dee's a gifted writer. She's written a book and working on the second one's about finished and working on another one. She's very smart. She's very talented. She writes songs. She does all this stuff. But the thing that's the truest about her is she's one of the most dedicated Christians I've ever met. And she lifts me up. And she's one of those people that I thought about yesterday, sometime during my day, that I wanted Jesus Savior pilot me today. I wanted her to sing that song, so I called her. And it's amazing that she said, sure, whatever. Whatever you need, whatever you want. I've worked at churches before where music people are temperamental. I just thought I'd share that with you. You could ask something like that, and boy, why didn't you let me know a week ago? That kind of thing. So it was like, it was a production to them, and I was like, you know, it's all about serving God, and that's what we're here to do. So thank you, Dee, for your service. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being a good friend. As I've read from John's Gospel this morning, when Mary made it to the tomb that morning, and we see the power of Easter that comes not only in her, but the things that happened. When the women rose early on the first day, that very first Easter morning, they were focused with a task at hand. What they were focused with is finishing the preparation of Jesus' body for burial. You see, Friday for them had been a living nightmare. There was Jesus' mockery of a trial and his crucifixion. The friends of Jesus rushed to get the body down from the cross and take it to a borrowed tomb for its final disposition. Through tears of grief and the shock of disbelief, they carried out their very grim task. Sabbath had been the most somber, dismal experience ever. Instead of worship and wonder, there was only doubt, disillusionment, and despair. Sleep had been fitful, and the morning brought a reminder of the task that lay before them. You see, the task made them revisit grief, still very fresh from Friday, as they return to the garden tomb. The Gospel of Mark mentions something that John's Gospel omits. In their anguish, no one thought ahead to ask one of them to accompany them. The women wonder aloud. Out of Mark's Gospel says, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? You see, the stone was a huge barrier for them that day, as the stone fell into a notch that was carved out for it in that rocky earth. It sealed the tomb's entrance from animals and grave robbers. It would take a lever and a great deal of strength to remove it from, so that these faithful women could do their task. So these faithful women who were followers of Christ could get about doing their business. You see, to their surprise, the stone had been rolled away. The body was gone. This was no robbery, no trickery, no hoax or deceit. The women were the first witnesses to the resurrection and the fulfillment of hope and faith that says, For God, all things are possible. You see, the text today proclaims once again the best elements of the good news, which we need to hear often. God's love cannot be stopped, even by death. Despair is never so dark that the light of Christ cannot illuminate our lives. The least likely of persons that morning, John says, in this case, the women instead of the apostles, can be used and are used to tell God's message of hope, of love, and peace. It is great to see and believe, but it is even better to have not seen and still have faith. You see, in the world that we live in the days that we are about, when we are down on the church, when we are embittered by empty religion and broken by bitterness, we need to remember this, that God has the power to roll away the stone from the whatever tomb might be in our way, whatever situation lies at hand. God is there to wash away and wipe away and roll away that stone in front of the tomb. Easter is not a memory, a moment, a false doctrine, or an empty search for eggs. Easter is about encountering the reality of God, who was one of us and is still with us. This Easter, allow the power of the Holy Spirit to touch your hardened heart once again and be prepared to be moved. No stone, no one is too good for the touch of the Master's hand. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, I do thank you this day for who you are in our lives. I thank you for loving us. I thank you for blessing us. And I do thank you, Lord, for the power of Easter. I thank you, Lord, for the power of who you are in our lives, for the power of the touch of your hand. I ask, Lord, your blessings this day upon each and every one that's here today, upon those coming and going, upon those who've made it back, those who are here once again, for those who are here to hear yet again the message of Easter. And as we've heard it this day in so many ways, as we have experienced it from the waving of palm branches last Sunday to the events of Holy Week through Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, through our Lord's death, through His burial, His crucifixion, burial, and His resurrection, we come to this day. This is the day that we're about always. We should be Easter people, no matter who we are, no matter where we are. We should be about God's business each and every day of our lives. So this day, allow us to be Easter people not only today, but tomorrow morning also, and every day that follows. Allow us, Lord, to truly experience you in new and different ways. Hold us close this day. Bless this time, for it is in your Son's name I pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 322, Up from the Grave He Arose. Come as you will. Know that our altar is always open. Would you please come?